You are listening to the Intentional Talk Radio Network. Here it is, hump day. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. Hump day. We're going to help you ride it through on to the weekend. Let's get this party started. Our guests should be here momentarily. I am your host, Colette Williams. And our host, Dr. Corliss Bennett, is right here. Let's get this party started. Dr. Bennett, how's it going?
It's going well. It's okay, actually. It's okay. Go Dodgers. I got my blue on today to support my local team. And we'll see. Hopefully they can tie it 2-2, and now the series will really be something. Because now all of us will be on our pins and needles, because then, you know, whoever wins the next two games, we'll go. I'm not sure if this is... Is this the game that maybe Kenny knows? Or yeah, I'm sure he'll Google it in a second. Is this game determine who's going to the World Series? The winners of these last two games. I want to say there's four.
Yes, it's the ALCS yeah. and NLCS. Yes.
Okay. So it is a quote.
Uh-oh, you froze. Frozen.
Yeah, she's standing with the peace signs up. Dr. Bennett, you're frozen.
You're frozen. Uh-oh.
Let me see if I can take her down.
Unfreeze her. Uh-oh. Well, we've got a great show for you this afternoon, and Dr. Bennett will be unfrozen in just a moment. There you go, Dr. Bennett.
And it's about
you were frozen.
I got three. I got a computer, an iPad. I'm like, uh-oh.
And it's 2-1, by the way. The league, the series is 2-1. Dodgers won last night, so the Braves are up 2-1. Okay.
So if they win tonight, that's what I'm saying. It'll be 2-2, and then the series are really good. I'm gonna log on to my other laptop because this laptop has just been playing all day today. So we want to do. But it was something I was gonna bring up, and the whole frozen in space thing stopped me from remembering. I can't remember right now.
So was it about Colin Powell?
It was not about Colin Powell, but yeah, I mean that was truly, you know, sad.
Yeah.
And the thing about him is that, you know, even though he may not have been, you know, I guess what everybody, he was Republican, but nonetheless, you know, he was the first black African-American to be in that position. He did it for years. He was trusted. He, you know, he did his thing. And so, you know, I can't be mad at that part, you know, that piece of it.
Right. I didn't care that he was a Republican, because before he was a Republican, he was a great man. So the Republicanism in him, to me, came 10th. So I had the opportunity to meet him once at the Biltmore Hotel. And he was very calm and kind and very talkative and friendly. But he, before he was a Republican, he was a man. And Condoleezza Rice was on The View this morning.
Oh,
and I
just, okay.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know I don't like her at all. Do
you
not
like anybody, really?
Yeah, I do. I like a lot of people. I just don't like her. I was going to give her a break. And when Sonny asked her about the insurrection, she did the same thing that that plastic face guy. What's the plastic face guy's name? Ken Mitch McConnell. Mitch with a B. McConnell.
You're talking about the turtle.
Yeah, the turtle. Mitch with a B. Mitch says, let's get on. Let's not keep rehashing the past. Let's move on. And Condoleezza Rice echoed what Mitch with a B said. So I wanted to slap her on the side of her head, remind her that she is a black person first. So don't think that you got friends over there on the other side, because you don't. That's why they don't like you at Stanford. So Condoleezza, you need to check yourself, honey. Folks, they want to forget about the insurrection. If it had been Black folks, just like Whoopi Goldberg said, if it had been Black folks, they'd still be trying to scoop up Black folks that they killed. Okay? They'd still be trying to scoop up Black folks. And you want to forget that simply because they look like you, like a turtle. Come on, Mitch with a B and Condoleezza. You better tell the truth. Find a way to tell the truth. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not a political show. We're going to talk about...
Okay, I'm on two left.
Yeah, Corliss.
I got this on standby just in case.
Yeah, put one of them on mute, Corliss. Put one of them on mute.
Okay, this one's on mute, right? It's okay? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Just in case I freeze again.
Okay, we got to talk about the party in the park this weekend. And that is the Leimert Park Cultural Film Festival, brought to you by Zarian Hadley and Brandon M. and Brooklyn and Shannon. The whole group, all of the principals of the film festival are with us this afternoon.
We are
not going to talk about Mitch with the B. We're going to talk about the film festival.
Yeah, let me apologize to y'all ahead of time. If she don't like anybody, she will call them all out of their name. So just try to move past it, y'all, because she can get ugly.
I'm not calling them out of their names. His name is Mitch with a B. That's all. I'm just saying.
How's everybody doing today? Good to have you on the show. So what I read, this is the first time, huh? This is the inaugural festival?
This is our first annual, yes. And thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So your first annual film festival, are you all connected with the Pan-African-American Film Festival at all?
No, this is independent of the Pan-African. I've been to the Pan-African. We're very much fans of the Pan-African. So we just believe that there's opportunities for more voices in the space of the African diaspora.
Absolutely, absolutely, positively. So we're really glad that you're with us this afternoon. So let's get everybody introduced and tell us who you are. I know that you are a principal in this wonderful film festival. Tell us who you are, what you do, and where this is going. So let's start with Zarian. We can't hear you. It's on mute.
No, he's not on mute. There's something else with his computer.
Oh, there's something up with your computer.
Yeah.
Zarian, we can't hear you. Okay, we can't
hear you. I want to start with somebody else until he gets that worked out.
Let me introduce Zarian really quick.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
I'll do my best because his credits go long and extensive, but Zarian is someone who operated in Hollywood as a camera operator on some of the biggest shows in Hollywood for 10 years. He became disenchanted because he had a desire to tell stories about people that look like us. And so he pretty much went from that whole corporate, you know, salary, making big money and the whole nine, and really pulled himself away from the machine in order to tell stories with Black people in the African-American African diaspora. So this film festival is just an extension of what he's been doing for the last 10 years, and really just putting a great face and look to independent African-American and African production. So Zarian to me is 10 feet tall, and he's really, you know, looking to just really bring it back home per se. So he took what he learned from Hollywood, and he's bringing it back into the community. So that's just a little bit about Zarian B. Hadley.
Okay, so tell us about you, yourself.
I am a nobody. But no, my name is Brandon Myrie. I am a football player turned entrepreneur turned producer, writer, and director. I want to tell stories for the screen for the next 40 years. So I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. I was educated at the University of Alabama and University of Pittsburgh. I played for the Denver Broncos and the Green Bay Packers. before coming out here roughly about 6 or 7 years ago. So, yeah, I'm just more of a vessel. So I'm a storyteller at heart.
Very good. Very good.
And our spokesperson.
Oh, there you are. There you are. There's Zarian. There's Zarian. Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk to Shannon.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. We are groovy.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
My name is Shannon Tubbs. I am here by way of Cincinnati in Atlanta. I've been doing music for forever, and I'm the author of a children's book called History is a Part of Me. What I do there is teach children the importance of seeing a need and filling the void. I teach them about African-American inventors, and I have a curriculum that I introduce to schools. I'm excited about this project that we're working on because it deals with our history and empowerment for the community. So my heart is here with Leimert Park Film Festival. We have an awesome team. We're so excited about what's coming. And I can go on and on, but I'll pass the mic to Brooklyn.
All righty, Brooklyn.
Hi, how are you all doing?
We're good.
All right.
So I am here by way of Brooklyn, New York, actually. I am an educator turned writer, director, producer, actress. And I mean, I came on board with this when Zarian presented it because of just the opportunity to really curate an experience for all of us that to me will be sustainable and allows multiple people to be able to tell their side of the stories. I think that when we're looking at Hollywood or TV, they show us in such a two-dimensional way. And I love that Zarian has created this opportunity for all of our stories to be told, for the good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between, the royal part of us that they like to cover and hide and make us only be seen as slaves. Being an actress is very difficult sometimes because of the certain roles that you just know you have to kind of choose from. And so I love that in some ways we're creating new roles and real roles that we grew up seeing and we know exist in this world. And like Shannon, being an educator, this is really important to me to create this product that will be able to be just passed on generationally, you know? Yeah, this opportunity to bring art to the community and youth, I'm so excited about it. So thank you so much for having us.
Of course, of course.
Walk us through what this day is going to look like, because I'm thinking, how are you going to be able to, are you going to be able to show more than one movie at a time, or how's that going to work?
Is Zarian back with us right now?
Yes.
I'm back. We have a lineup, you know, there's a lineup. You know, it's almost like a showcase in a way, you know.
Walk me through the night.
Yeah, well, we start from 6 p.m. to 7:30. We're going to have a red carpet, traditional red carpet. And from there, we're also, you know, feeding our VIP as well. The event is free. It's in Leimert Park, right in the heart of Degnan Boulevard, you know, in the heart of Leimert Park. We chose it for that reason because really we want to bring more and more things and shine more light, you know, saying to that area, Leimert Park. And right now, you know, in the face of gentrification, you know what I mean? Whatever that might mean, you know, we want to make sure we represent our culture, you know, because there's so many untold stories that this is just a medium for us to do it. But 6 p.m. to 7:30, we'll have a red carpet. And after that, we'll open up the traditional, you know, in African spirituality, portal libations, and we honor our ancestors. And we invite the positive spirits to come be part of us at that day. And so that happens. And then after that, we'll get into our, you know, word from the sponsors and then move into the actual screenings for the night. So that'd be about 2 hours. And after all of the screenings, which we're really excited about, we're going to jam. Almost kind of like a wedding, how you had a reception at the end, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be jamming, doing the open. I do this thing called My Society I've been doing for the past 10 years. And it's kind of like an entertainer's playground where we support and promote the arts. You never know who's going to walk in the room. Usually I rent a rehearsal hall out, and we just invite people. One time I had gumbo cognac night. So everybody had cognac and gumbo. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're really, really unconventional. Let's move with the spirit.
Cognac and gumbo. Okay.
Gumbo and cognac night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they done been in my society. Know how we get down. You know? But that was one particular thing.
Tell her about the horses. So part of the red carpet, Zarian and some cast members of his short are going to actually come to the red carpet on horseback.
On horses. On horses. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're uncutting this whole thing, making this thing as big as we can. Yeah. You know, because the whole mission of this is memorializing us. Stop depending on waiting to see us get nominated at these other institutions that we didn't create.
Right.
Can we create our own institution?
Right. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the horses are on my particular film that I'm premiering. Takes us back to the 14th century, loosely based around Mansa Musa, and a reimagining of what Black love looked like before slavery.
Oh, Black love. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
How we honored our woman, you know what I mean? That's and to the ends of the world we would go to support each other and love one another.
And so how do the horses come into play? I'm just trying to understand.
In our film, we're on horses because it's 14th century Mali, Africa.
Oh.
So we got around on horses in our film. So we thought, hey, why not bring the horses to the premiere too?
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, so, and if you in Los Angeles on that particular night, hey, Billy, if you're in Los Angeles on that particular night, your phone go dead, just look in the sky for the beam of light. You should see about 5 miles around because we got searchlights there that night.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. We ain't playing.
It does not
yeah,
sound like
I'm
you
still
are.
Trying to figure out I'm still trying to figure out the setup, meaning, so what is it, at which theater? Is that what I'm saying? Is there simultaneous?
No, it's going to be one viewing, and that's in the alley next to Hot and Cool Cafe. We got 60 chairs in the alley.
Okay.
And we got a 17 by 10 rear projector screen set up on the street.
See, that's
I see.
I've only been rocking the ball head 2.5 years. So I'm going to have my beanie and my scarf and my earmuffs because it's outside.
Yeah, it's dress warm, y'all. Dress warm.
Thank you for letting me know. I've been pissed if I got out there looking, trying to look cute in some.
Thank you for asking the right questions.
Absolutely.
Early on.
I have to think about it because I'll come out, I'll be like, woo!
Okay. Yeah. There is a VIP inside Hot and Cool, so we have a limited number of people inside, but the main event is free and it's outside and it's open to everybody that got a good spirit to come through.
So is the screen
from 7:30 until 10? I'm trying. Come on, talk to me, brother. I'm trying so I can tell people about the situation. You're not giving me the information. Come on.
7:30. What is it, y'all? 8:30 to 10:30. Show the screenings. By 8:30, 10:30.
Yeah, 8:30. Yeah.
So before we screen, we're actually honoring six elders in Leimert Park.
I see.
We're honoring ancestors. So. We are honoring people who are pillars of the community, people who uphold the culture, people who are preservers of the culture. So there's six of them that will be honored with flowers. And so we're doing that before we go into a tribute movie with our film. So we've got a whole program. I mean, Zarian joked with me the other day. It's like the ESPYs. Like we literally have a program for
it's
show.
A full night. It really is a full night.
So who are you honoring? Who are some of your honorees?
Some of the honorees is Barbara Morrison. We have Jane Caldwell, Sika, Mama Nene, Daryl Darden, who's a great guitar player, and also Chester Whitmore.
Okay. I know Barbara Morrison. We know her very well. Very good. So after that ceremony, the film showing begins at 8:30.
Yes.
And is that in front of the Hot and Cool Cafe on the street, on the block?
It's next to
be in the alley.
So how do you get 60 chairs and a screen in the alley?
Now it's that wide. It's wide enough.
It's wide enough, really, for 60 chairs?
Yes.
So is the screen going to be flushed against that building next to it, or is it going to be the other way?
It's blocked off. It's long ways. So it's the street, the length of the street will have the chairs, and at the end you'll have.
So the chairs are going to be in the street, and the screen is going to be behind, almost behind the building.
There you go, facing west. The audience will be looking west.
Yeah, the audience will be looking west. Yeah, the audience will be looking west. I got it. Okay, and hot and cool. Yeah, I know we're hot and cool. You know where hot and cool is, Corliss. It's right there by the drive.
It can be only a certain amount of, you know.
Yeah, there ain't but two.
I mean, I grew up here, so I have an idea where it probably is, yes.
Right. So, okay, so the films, tell us about the films that you're going to show that night. How many do you have? And are every film that's going to be shown, that's work that you've either curated or work that others are bringing to the festival? Tell us how that looks.
Billy, can you answer that?
Billy, hi, Billy. You're on mute, honey. You're on mute. We're going to have a rap song called
You're There on we mute. Go. Can you hear me yet?
Yes.
How you guys doing? I'm Billy King. I'm one of the producers. So we have a total of 10 films that we're showing that night, 10 short films. All of them range from, I would say, something like 3 minutes to about 22 minutes. And so it's a wide range of, you know, I would say range of topics. Each film is each film is representing. But one of the films that we're super excited about is Father's Day, which stars Michael K. Williams. I don't know if you guys talked about mm-hmm. that before I got on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're super excited about that film and to show him on this. It's a very small film, of course, because it's a short, but very powerful. So we're really excited about that film. But yeah, so we have a total of 10, and they range from about 3 minutes to about 22 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is going on with Hollywood? I'm getting real irritated with what I see. And Hollywood, I don't even know what to call it, but there's the Pan-African Film Festival. There's a film festival, the Cine Family Film Festival in Canada. In fact, there are two or three film festivals in Canada that are where the principals are black women. Black women are the principals. And I think there are, I don't know, a handful of film festivals here that are where the principals are black. But how is it the only thing that we can blow up in is sports, football, basketball? Mm-hmm. We have some incredibly talented people. And instead of our black people who are bringing so much to light, we don't get that. So what do you think is going on, and how can we get rid of it?
It's kind of like this story where there's this public speaker. He was very eclectic. He got invited to speak in front of this company, and he brought two volunteers up, and he said, "How do you feel today?" And they said, "We feel great today." And he said, "No, you got to be excited about it. Tell everybody how you feel." They said, "We feel great today." He said, "No, get crazy. How do you feel?" He said, "We feel great today." And before you know it, they high-five each other and bump each other in the chest. And he said, "I didn't tell you two to touch." And he said something about human nature. When you're excited about something, you want to share it, right? Yeah. And so everybody on this team wants to share. But not only that, we want to preserve and memorialize. See, preserve, when they said in the Bible, to be the salt of the earth, the salt back then wasn't a seasoning, it was a preserver. So we want to be able to preserve black culture. We want to be able to celebrate black culture, but also we want to be able to leverage black culture, because Leimert Park is in the shadow of Hollywood, okay? Leimert Park is called Africa Town. Mm. Afrobeat is one of the fastest growing genres of music next to hip hop. Okay, really? So we as black people or people in the African diaspora, we are inventors of culture that everyone else profits from. So that's why mm-hmm. something like the Leimert Park Film Festival is important, because a film festival brings revenue mm-hmm. to the businesses mm-hmm. in the area, right? So now that when we grow and we get bigger in the whole nine, you know, we're going to take some of those dollars that are coming from Hollywood, because Hollywood is the biggest employer mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. But if you watch a superhero movie and see 3,000 names on there, a fraction of them are going to look like us.
Right.
So we need to start taking that money and putting it back into our communities, so we can be training kids, training young adults, and training people for for roles and working in Hollywood behind the camera. There's a lot of amazing jobs that pay $700 a day. Somebody works 2-3 months on it and walks away with $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 money that changes people's lives, right? So what we're doing through this event is creating an apparatus to create sustainable change for the community at large. So that's why it's very important. There's a lot of people that might be listening to us under the sound of my voice that may not be there on Saturday, but you might have the means, okay? And you might be able to go to LamertParkFilmFest.com and donate and help us bring this thing to life and create a sustainable exercise with this festival, with screenings, with teaching, because we can leverage our culture. We can leverage what everybody else is already leveraging. So that's what we're trying to do, is create that apparatus. Mm-hmm. So this is very important.
Great. That sounds like it's going to be absolutely awesome. And Billy, what is your role?
I am one of the producers, but I'm also one of the filmmakers as well, who's presenting their film for the evening. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And what film is yours?
So my film is The Red Barn. It's a coming of age story about two little girls on a journey where the route they've chosen may have a possible wrong and fatal turn. So it's just about two little girls. It's a true story. It's my story. I'm an author, and this is a little blurb from my book that I created into a short film. And so it's a true life story about something that happened to me and my little cousin when we were 10 years old. And so it's called The Red Barn. I grew up in Compton, California, where there were a lot of farms. And so this is something that happened to us during a journey from my house to my aunt's house. And so I kind of tell the tale in this little short film.
Okay, great. Now, Brooklyn and Shannon, do you all have a film? Do you have material in the film festival?
I have an animation. It's called History is a Part of Me. Oh. It's about the Black inventors. It's included as well.
Oh, yeah. Great. And what about you, Brooklyn?
No, I don't have a film in it.
Okay. That's okay, because you are one of the principals, and that's okay. You're bringing this.
That's right.
Yeah, you're bringing this to light. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So people can.
Brandon also does, though.
A film,
Brandon, you've got a film.
A short animation about Frederick Douglass. Yes, the time he realized that he wasn't a slave, but a free man in a slave's body. It was about his time on a slave breaking farm. It changed his life. Yep.
Really?
Yes. So, it's called The Magical Root.
It's called the what?
The Magical Root.
The Magical Root. Oh, that's going to be great. That is going to be great. So I'm really excited about what you all are doing. I'm really excited.
Thank you.
So what do you do going forward after this is over? So once you've gotten some rest, where does this take you next?
Zarian, you want to talk? Shannon?
Well, next is we're going to take submissions for the next year. We plan to do this yearly. And so this is our first annual one. After this, we plan to make it even better. We've really done a great job with having games for this particular event. Like, we started late, but we've gotten a great turnout. We've gotten great attention, and it's catching momentum. And I predict that this is going to be one of the greatest film festivals ever, honestly, for the community first. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. As your first one, absolutely.
The start off is just as a premiere. You know, I gave myself 6 weeks. I've been working on this film for about 8 months. You know, and I said at minimum we need to. Sorry, my screen's so dark. Being I'm a cinematographer, you would think I had it together, but I'm not gonna try
That's
to do
okay.
it right now. But so about 6 months, you know, about 8 months, we've been filming this film, and then I said I got to have a nice premiere. So I started off as a premiere, and I was talking to one of the sponsors, Soul Folks, and he was like, you know, why don't we do like a film festival, you know? And that way we can get sponsorship by the city, and we can make it an annual thing. I was like, all right, cool. Now, getting money from the city, that's one thing I learned that didn't happen, you know what I mean? We started pulling from reserves to make it happen. But so really, we did what would normally take 6 months – have done it in 6 weeks. So it didn't start off as, hey, we're going to go into it as a film festival.
Right.
It was almost a challenge, and we took the challenge and we rose to the occasion. You know,
it just took a life of its own, honestly.
Yeah.
That's
everything's in divine order.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything's in divine order.
Everything is in divine order.
The reasons why I want to say, the reasons why I'm excited about this, and I've been hanging with Lamert Park for about a good 10 years, you know, doing a lot of projects with a lot of people over there. And I just feel that I get tired when people say, you know, we didn't get nominated, or we didn't get none of the, we didn't take home nothing for Oscar. Or, and I'm like, man, forget that system. Create our own table.
That's right.
Let's create our own table. Right. Let's make our own Denzel Washington Award, or, you know what I mean? Let's make our own awards and really memorialize us each other. So that's why honoring our ancestors and honoring our living ancestors right now is important. You know what I'm saying? Get them any flowers on stage now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, like I was at a memorial the other day, and the elder of the family said, can we get together besides a funeral?
Right.
We wait till a funeral to be together. And it's such a great time when everybody's together. So this is one of those times where we all getting together and sharing the love of one another, showing the greatness that exists in our community with one another. You know what I mean? So it's really a love fest, you know?
That's right.
Not trying to like follow no rules or how they did it. I don't care about it. This is my first film. This is my first film after 20 years of filming to ever be in a film festival. Cause I'm kind of like, care about a lot of other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I really want to do what makes us happy and not having all these rules that we got to abide by. You know what I'm saying? Really live out our truth. And that's what time it is. That's why the film festival, it said new narrative, old legacy. You know, our legacy is ancient, but the narrative is new. And like Karen Hunter says, I don't know if you guys listen to Karen Hunter on Urban View 126, but she says, we have to become cultural anthropologists now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility to really understand who we are and the greatness from which we come and to tell that story. You know, so I'm not knocking empire or power or anything, but you won't catch me making none of those movies.
Thank you.
We've been pimping the hole too long on TV for profit. Jesse Jackson said, Mexican and Latino communities, degradation for profit is a big thing in our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if we're going to continue to do the same things, we're going to keep on getting the same results. So at some point, we got to step out forward and sacrifice, you know?
Right.
Joe Madison said the difference between a moment and a movement is sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it takes sacrifice to do these things. You know what I'm saying? So,
And to talk about sacrifice.
I'll talk a hold your head all day long, you know, so if I keep on talking, but
I like your cowboy hat. Is that going? You're wearing that with the horses when you come in on Saturday? Or
not on that day. That day, I'm going to be. We're going to touch back on the motherland on that day.
Okay.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But the cowboy spirit is in us too. You know.
Horses.
You know.
Horses. I'm just trying to picture it. Horses.
You got to come. You got to be there.
Oh, I'm going.
You got to see it. You got to see it.
I did.
That's right.
Horses.
You know another thing too. I'm going to say this. I feel like the movie, in its essence, is a prescription for our DNA. You know, a lot of you are familiar with Dr. Ivan Van Sertima. They came before Columbus. And he said that the code is in our DNA. The genetic memory banks is, all that memory from our ancient past is stored in our DNA. So when we see it, it awakens the power within us and becomes a force, like a baby on a nipple. You know what I'm saying? And you want that more and more. You don't want anything else. So once you get that, you see that visual, you know, a lot of people not reading books and they're not teaching a lot in certain schools these days. So we have to put it into our filmmaking.
Right.
And you can't depend on somebody else's money to do that, to tell your own story.
Right. Yeah.
So you got to take the power back and understand that you have everything inside of you. You are equipped with everything inside of you to make your reality what it is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Don't let no job threaten you. You know what I'm saying? From doing something.
Yeah. And just imagine what Zarian is saying. Imagine what a child, from a child's eyes, to see this, to see us in glory and royalty. It's an awesome night.
The moment. You know,
it really is. Yeah. And it's a shame that, and I can't wait until Saturday, but it's too bad that up to this point, all our kids are able to look at are Okay, Corliss, I'm not going to say.
Corliss is on fire because Corliss was on fire as soon as we
left. You saw my text. I'm like, oh, shoot, here we go, Lord. Have mercy. Let her.
Corliss. Okay. That's what you have your show for.
I'll keep it.
Yes, keep that energy.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that answers the question from earlier when you asked about, like, what is Hollywood on? I mean, Hollywood just follows the agenda of the government. And, you know, that's to keep us in submission and in a certain position or to think that that's where we are. So, of course, it starts with our children. And I mean, even being an educator, that's difficult being an educator, knowing that sometimes, like, I always tell people, like, I feel like I'm working for the devil sometimes, you know, and I kind of had to, I mean, I did my own thing and I loved that. I insisted at working in schools where I was able to do my own thing. Of course, still make sure that they were up to par with what the system required for them to progress, but they knew.
Yeah. Very good. That's what you have to do.
They were going to get the truth.
Right. Yeah. You have to
control. We know what our babies need.
Yes,
exactly.
You have to control the narrative. If you don't control the narrative, they will, and they will give you what they want you to have. Nothing more, nothing less. It's their narrative. And as Kenny Hendricks always says, stop waiting on permission. It's open wide for us. It's time for us to take control of this.
And enjoy.
It is time for us. It's past time for us to take control. That's one of the ways that we have to do it. And just like Zarian said, just like all of you have said, stop waiting on somebody else to give us our glory, our royalty. We know that we come from royalty.
Right.
Why are we showing our kids twerking?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay?
Mm. Why do our kids? Don't worry, Corliss. I'm going to hold back.
Mitch with a B. That Mitch with a B took me. I'm gonna tell you that much.
Well, yeah, we joke, but I mean, she does. Go ahead and say what you're gonna say, and I'll just try to censor as you talk. Go ahead.
All I want to say is I'm so glad that you all are going to present yourselves in the African attire, and as you said, from the motherland. I'm so glad, and you won't be, folks won't be bending over twerking and okay. I'm so glad that it will not be that, because that's not what we're all about. That is not what we're all, even though that's what they claim we are about. That's not us. That's not in our DNA. That was something that was told. That's what we do. Okay. That's not what we do. We come from royalty, and it's time for that story to be told. Okay. I'm going to shut up, Corliss.
Fine. You're PG-13. You're good. This is exciting because, you know, with COVID, it's hard. I haven't dressed up. And so as soon as you said that, I'm like, ooh, I know what I'm wearing. Ooh.
Nice. Come out.
Yes.
Put it on. The head out, though. We got to see the ball head. We got to see the beautiful ball head.
And I'm with you, too. You know what I mean?
Okay. See, but the difference is you've been wearing it all your life. This has only been 2.5 years. I'd be like, ooh. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
If you ever just think about how much money you saved, though.
Okay.
Not even money, it's time. Do you know it's 45 minutes off of getting dressed?
Right.
Wow. I was dressed and I was like, oh, I guess I can go to work now.
I'm done.
Do the. Yeah. And be done with it, you know, but.
It's good on you, too.
Thank you so much, my brother.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes. Yeah, you got to have a certain head for that.
Yeah,
you got a certain head you need.
You got to have a certain head and a certain look. Yeah. Everybody can't do it. Everybody can. Okay.
I've been getting compliments. I was in Costco over here in Inglewood. I'm in Inglewood, and I was over at Costco in Inglewood. You know, minding my own business. This woman stops. She goes, Queen! 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 And I was like, hey, for real? I run, do I hide? Like, okay. And then I had to realize I had a shirt on that said USC Queen, because I graduated from USC.
Okay.
USC Queen. So I didn't catch that till like after I got home and I took off my shirt. I said, maybe that's why she went Queen. But she was really talking about the bald head. So anyway. I gotta see what, when you wear African, you have to have the head wrap to match, or it doesn't matter. It does not look good if you just have on women, that is. It doesn't look good if you just have on the outfit without the
So, headdress.
I'll keep that in mind.
No, no, mm-hmm. Sometimes. Let's just say sometimes, Clarissa. Sometimes. Okay, let's say yes.
Right.
Yeah, I know her outfit already, right?
I went to Catholic school, so everything must match. See, I'm representing Dodger Blue. You see the makeup? See the makeup? See Dodger Blue? You know, oh, yes. But I got this outfit that I have to wear now. Oh, yeah.
Wow. And
I'm excited about this because now, in the meantime, y'all might have seen me going down. I have texted, I found the website thing or something that sounded like it was the website, and I've texted to like several of my students from USC who went to USC Film School, graduated, and are doing big things.
So thank I'm you. Like, nice.
You need to go. But yeah, so this is exciting. Now, will you be able to talk about after all the films are over, saying, and if you would like to be a part of this next year, go to blahblahblahblah.com for more information? Because I already know the people I've already texted to are probably going to be trying to figure that out. So,
right. Yes. I mean, yes, we'll have that information to be on there.
That we definitely need to have an apparatus to be able to get in touch with everybody for the upcoming year. I think, you know, if we had a placeholder, I mean, an email capture situation where we could keep them abreast of updates and things of that nature so that, you know, we don't have to worry about Facebook or Instagram or anything like that to get in touch with people. You know, we have our own list of people to do.
Right. What do you say?
LamerckParkFilmFest.com.
Okay, yeah, that's
Yeah. Right now, this is where you buy the tickets, but that we can house the information right there. That's probably where
we'll be. Sure. We'll have a page ready to be able to put them on an autoresponder so that we can make sure that we keep in touch with our audience, an engaged audience of people. You know, just to add to Ms. Colette's point, just, you know, sensuality, you know, is only one part of us, right? And so it's not all. So it takes us to be able to tell the full story. So
right.
I think you'll see a reflection of that tomorrow because it is a cultural film festival. So it opens up with a drum ceremony. It opens
on
up,
Saturday.
You know, so we have music videos presented. We have, you know, films being presented. So our imagery is important. Our music is important. Our dance is important. So there's so many facets of us, and that's why this is considered a cultural film festival. That's why we're putting all these different elements. Somebody might say, oh, but that's not what happens traditionally. And so Zarian, he's a big contrarian. So if you want him to do something, don't tell him that, hey, that it's the standard what white people do. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to get him to want to do it. You know what I mean? So he wants to be able to be
independent right
of that structure and that system. And that's how we're here. And we have all these different facets to this film festival. Last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to put myself on mute. I just want to talk about sacrifice real quickly of this team. This team is absolutely amazing. From came on board, the day after she came on board, she was in a car accident. This flipped her in the air, and she was in the hospital. And the first day that I met her, I felt so bad. She was limping. I'm like, yo, you don't have to do it. And she shows up because she believes in this. She believes in what we can create for our kids. Billy, she was at the top of the music industry, decided to tell stories for the screen right here in Compton. Just so that she can impact young Black girls that look just like her. You know, we got Shannon, who took a class of Black and brown kids and increased their literacy comprehension 98% using edutainment. Imagine these kids' faces when they're seeing this beautiful Black woman, you know, entertain them and teach them and give them confidence and a way to move forward in life. You know what I mean? So these are the type of people that are behind this group. And I told you all about a little bit about Zarian. I mean, this is an amazing group of people. I sit in these meetings and I'm surprised they let me allow them to call them by their first names because they're so brilliant. You know what I mean? But these are beautiful people all around. And so beautiful people are bringing a beautiful festival together. And you know what? Make sure y'all get red carpet ready. We're going to get y'all out. We're going to let you talk about Mitch with a B on the red carpet in front of the media. We're going to have the media there for you. okay, Miss Colette, you know, we're gonna get you out there, and we're just gonna have a blast. So we just appreciate y'all giving us this opportunity right now.
Absolutely.
So we can be
thank you, Brandon.
VIP.
Thank you.
Are you saying that we can be VIP? Is that what you're saying, Brandon?
I don't see why not.
Done.
There you
done.
Go.
I need to be there because, you know, I could be on a helicopter and they would kill me. So we can say, Queen. You know, my girl's throwing the rose petals as I walk in.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of VIP, I want to make sure that we continue to mention this, and I don't know if you guys did before I popped on, of where they can get the tickets from. And also, this is a free event, but we do have VIP tickets available, and that will include having access to VIP food and things like that. So, you know, just go to LamertParkFilmFest.com. It's a free event, RSVP, and get your VIP ticket if you want to have a meal and, you know, do some other, you know, just
looks like
come in and hang out with us.
Eventbrite, right? That's why I'm
that is the Eventbrite, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Yvette. You guys know Yvette?
Yvette is, she works with us, absolutely.
Big
yes.
shout out to
yes.
Yvette.
Yes, awesome. Shout out to Yvette, yes, absolutely.
She was a late addition to the team. But she hit the ground running. We've
yes,
asked a lot
yes.
of her, and
yes.
she has, you know, rose to the occasion. So we mm-hmm. definitely appreciate mm-hmm. her spirit yes. to this production. So shout out to Yvette.
Thank
yes.
you, Yvette.
Yvette Morales. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's my girl. I just told her this afternoon I was going to put this stuff together for her. I said, she's my rider girl.
All right. I love it.
She's my rider girl. Yes.
I'm the person to have on the team.
Yeah.
We have five tickets left, too. It's almost a sold out.
Oh, good.
VIP. How many we have left?
Five.
You put our names on there? What's going on? Hold up. Just walk up in there like I'm the long, so you know.
Okay. You already in, Corbin.
We had a Nation of Islam out there, you know what I'm saying? Chilling with us.
Now, they might be the only ones that can stop me then.
Okay.
Okay. No issues, because they'll be slamming a woman against the wall somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, man. No.
It's all right. Love.
Don't act like me when I show up. For real, though. Don't act like
you good. We good. You good. You see any one of us, you holler at us. You
good. You good.
Don't got to worry about
hey,
nothing.
Brandon, right. Ignore me. Brandon. You hear me talking to you.
I want to say something about Brandon. Brandon, I just want to say this. Brandon is our Magic Johnson of the group.
Oh, really? No. Don't go there. Brandon is the Brandon of the group. Brandon
yes.
is the Brandon he's is amazing. The Brandon of the group.
Brandon is amazing.
I like a smiling man. So is that why you said that? I'm just want to know why he's the Magic Johnson of the group.
No, this Magic Johnson is he's like bigger than life, but he's real approachable, humble. You know, Brandon, you know, play NFL. He'd have been to the top of the world. Oh, y'all playing a video?
Oh, there it is. Good. Ooh.
Did I do that?
Okay.
Most excellent. Oh, this is great. Oh, this. Ooh. Oh,
now,
this is good.
So we have been invited.
They're the horses.
There you go, Corny.
Very good. Oh, very good.
Oh, I'm so sad about.
Oh,
that.
That's Michael K. Williams. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Very cool.
Very good.
Oh, go ahead, Zarian. You were talking about Brandon. You were saying.
Y'all hear me?
No, but let's watch
Brandon's
the video.
Bigger than life.
Brandon, you stop it.
Brandon's bigger than life. So yeah, what I want to, so after Saturday, where and when can these films be viewed?
That then is up to the individual filmmakers where they will be hosting their films, you know, going forward. I'm not sure if they're going to have them accessible on YouTube, but these are, you know, we don't own these films, and so whatever they choose to do after this, but we will have a live stream that night.
Okay.
So able to see, if you're not there at the festival, then you will be able to see a live streaming of the actual event. Yeah, but moving forward after, you know, that just depends on the said, you know, filmmaker where they will have it displayed after this.
Right. Okay. So I will find out from Kenny Hendricks if we can add any of these, one or some, to our website. Okay, I'll find out from him if there's a way that we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will at least, it's going to be great exposure. It's wonderful exposure. And we'd love to collaborate with you in getting this out and making sure that the folks can get this. This would be great.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
This would be great. So I will find out from Kenny Hendricks how we can make that happen.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Definitely.
Yes.
Give it up for Kenny. I mean, the faceless one that knows when to hit the story. What's up, Kenny? We got to shout out Kenny.
There he is.
There he is.
What's up, son?
What's up, Kenny?
You never
good to see you, my brother.
You're special. Yeah. He showed you his face for a hot second. You're special because he knows.
Can I say two things?
Of course, Zarian. Go ahead.
Another thing of, you know, how we, Joe Madison, y'all know Joe Madison from D.C., the talk show host on Urban View, but he says we've been undervalued, underestimated, marginalized, you know what I'm saying, and to the point where a lot of time we devalue our own, we have a history
that's of devaluing ourselves. That's right.
And if you think about, like, social media, you know, how much content do we put on social media for them to have? Yeah. If they were to turn around and sell it to somebody, all that content you put out there is gone.
Yeah.
So, right. You know what I'm saying? There's a brother we worked with named Ray's. I had to give him credit because he would say, you know, you need to have value of your own stuff and stop just giving it to the social, stop giving the whole thing away.
That's
you
right.
Know, use social media as a commercial, but send them back to your site.
Yes. Okay?
So when it comes to.
You have more control.
Right. So when it comes to distribution of my personal film, Clap, I'm not gonna put the film out just for everybody to view it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I'm doing is I will put teasers out there, but eventually I'm gonna bring it to my site. And if you buy a shirt, then you can see the work that took us 8 months to make. You know, you buy something I'm selling on my shirt. You support my business, then you get a chance to see the film. I don't know how well it's gonna do, but I'm projecting that people will value. It's a whole way of exercising to value ourselves more.
Instead
of just creating something and putting it out there, hoping that you get enough views to get a couple pennies. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
Another thing I want to say is...
Go ahead.
We've grown up a long time, you know, having stereotypes about Africans, people from the motherland, and they have stereotypes about Americans, you know, or West Indies. A lot of division within diaspora.
Right.
We're in a generation now where we should be embracing each other because we have more in common than we have not in common with each other. So with this film festival, the Afrobeat is an underlying theme of this fest. When you come, you hear the music there, it'll be Afrobeat music. To me, Afrobeat is a sign that Africa is coming back into its rightful place. For the African music to be mainstream music now, and pop music, Wiz and DeVito and Burna Boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he just sold out Hollywood Bowl the other day. You know what I'm saying? Burna Boy. I don't know if he sold out, but there was a lot of people there. You know, so my song, I'm a musician also, so I made a song, and then I created a movie around it. So that's what Clap is, right? You see me right there? So that's what Clap is. Clap is a it's an Afrobeat-ish type of song, you know, that goes back into, you know, we go back into the motherland. But I'm encouraging that we embrace our sisters and brothers from overseas, in the islands, in Africa, and to reach and start doing business with each other over there.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm going to Africa after this. You ask what we're doing after this, I'm going to Ivory Coast.
Oh, really?
Yep, I don't know if I told my group that either. You know what I'm saying? We're going to Ivory Coast for 2 weeks. They want me to help set up an episodic.
Wow.
And then they said we don't have the money to pay you to stay here the whole time, but we want you to just kind of set it up, and then that way, you know, then my guys can take care of it from there. You know what I mean? So I'm excited at the opportunity. It's something that I've been manifesting to go to the motherland. You know, bring
and
those
here it comes.
To,
and now it's coming to fruition.
Yeah, it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, scarcity is a man-made phenomenon. You know, I really wholeheartedly believe that. And I think that there was some point people had complained about people from Great Britain. occupying American roles, right? Or American television or movies. And it's really because of scarcity, right? Imagine if we were to partner with the Tyler Perrys of Africa and South America and Europe and Asia. And, you know, we can create a system that rivals Hollywood. Oh, yes. We don't even need them, right?
We don't need Hollywood.
And then
now.
We won't be confiding over the little scraps that they feed us.
Yes.
You know, they say your employer only pays you enough that you don't quit, right?
Right.
They only pay us enough that we don't go out and make our own, right? So they give us a few people enough, right? So, we need to bridge that gap amongst all of us across the globe.
And as we continue to create these systems, let's start ignoring.
Yes, absolutely.
Ignoring those other systems.
Absolutely. I don't
like saying white supremacy no more. I'm ignoring that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because it's not doing anything for us. So why pay attention to them when they don't pay attention to us? And we know our worth. We know how valuable we are. And we're so busy trying to make them
they
see
do
us
too.
As valuable.
They know how valuable we are.
That's why they want us to ignore us and go with them. Because they know our value. They don't want us to recognize
One of the ingredients, I agree with you. One of the ingredients we got to do is be willing to sacrifice.
Yes.
Because what does that mean? What does that look like when you do that? That means you might not have that cushy job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That means you might not be able to go into certain places. You might not be able to afford the house you're living in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the things that, I'm not saying you have to do that, but you got to be willing to be prepared to sacrifice.
And the other thing is, when we look at all of the, and it's not a lot, but when we look at entertainers, and one of you mentioned Magic Johnson. Look at Magic Johnson. Look at Kevin Hart. Look at Denzel Washington. Look at their few and far between, Tyler Perry. Look at them and what they do. Everything that Kevin Hart is doing right now, he's doing it with them. He ain't doing it with us. He ain't doing it with you. He has every reason to do it with us. That's one of the many reasons I don't like Magic Johnson, because Magic Johnson takes everything out of the community. He wants you to believe he puts it in the community. Mm. No, he doesn't. Magic Johnson
started in the community, though, Colette.
I know exactly where he started. I know exactly where he started and what he did. And Magic Johnson, when Hot and Cool Cafe started, they started with a bronze cart on Crenshaw and Coliseum. They started with a bronze cart and then got put off. The police shut them down because they were not properly certified. They didn't have all of the necessary health department certifications and all of those things. Do you think Magic Johnson went to Hot and Cool and said, look, we're going to do it this way? No, Magic went to Starbucks. Magic went to Starbucks. Magic went to Sony. Magic had Magic Johnson Theaters over there. I went in there. I complained to Ken Lombard. And Ken Lombard and I are good friends today. I complained to Ken Lombard. I said, you guys have got to be kidding me. You think folks want to come in here with all of this? Really? No, we don't. No, no. I've witnessed Magic. I've been at events where Magic came to Houston and he allowed the people to give computers. What did Magic do? Ran and got in his limousine and told me to, come on, you guys, let's go, let's go. He got in his limousine while everybody else in Houston is standing in the pouring rain. Do you think Magic Johnson ever said any of those people in Fifth Ward? How about no? So don't tell me nothing about Magic, okay? Nothing.
Okay, I hear you. Thank you, Colette. I didn't know that. Thank you, Colette.
Well, I might have changed my example.
Sorry, Brandon. We know.
Okay. The LeBron James of the group.
That connotation is it landed different. That connotation landed different.
We know better.
That is one person's opinion.
Okay, yeah, that's just one person's
opinion. The opinion of everyone that's on this show.
That's just one person's opinion.
I do want to challenge something that Darian said, though. And it was in regards to the sacrifice, and yes, we may have to sacrifice some things, but I feel as though the idea of that is kind of what holds us back to pouring in our own community. And I don't think that we have to think of it in a sense of, oh, we have to be, you know, shirtless, homeless. There's so much wealth in our community that we pour into so many other cultures that if we kept it here, it may be that you may be sacrificing something, or maybe it won't. It maybe it'll be so much more than what we can imagine. And I think that's really what we need to.
I agree with that. It's funny because we, Zarian and I created a show, Zarian and I are executives of, called Black in Hollywood. And when we interviewed them, one of the questions Zarian had asked people was like, is Black Hollywood big enough to survive and thrive in? You know, and it was interesting to hear these answers. So, you know, and do we really have a Black Hollywood? Is it just Hollywood with Black people in it? You know what
Hollywood
I mean?
With
so
Black people
somebody,
in
it. Right. Yeah. So, Hollywood, you know, so it, you know, we have some, we have to really do some self-searching, some soul searching, and really just analyze and see, not only just know our power, but just see how we can leverage this power. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we, our engineer is telling us we've got to wrap it up. I knew it was going to be short. An hour is just not enough time, but we really, really honor you all. We are so thankful and so glad that you were with us this afternoon. This evening. It's been great. And I wish you the best for Saturday. Corliss and her sidekick will be there on Saturday. Yeah. She will be there in the African attire, African garb, looking all queenly.
Are you my sidekick? Is that what you're saying?
Girl, you know I'm not there.
You're not. Oh, that's right.
But they're going to bring the festival to Dallas. They will bring the film festival
for sure. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you're on the list. You're on the list. You and the sidekick.
Y'all got me on the list, Brandon.
You are there.
You need to put the doctor on the list right now.
You and your sidekick.
I have one of my sorority sisters lives in Leimert Park. I was like, look where we're going on Saturday. Put it out there. So yeah.
So it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. And Corliss will report back to us. Yes. And as a matter of fact, Corliss, do you think we can have them back to tell us the after the show on next Wednesday?
Yeah. No, I mean, because this was my week and next Wednesday's your week, so it works out.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so we want to know. We can talk about it next Wednesday?
Yes.
Of course. Yes, great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
That'll be great.
Then you'll be able to have commentary. I'll be like, I like this one.
Yes,
this one,
yes. Yes, absolutely. So you all,
what time do I need to get there, you guys?
6 o'clock
red carpet. Yes.
Okay, so that means
come at 5:30 so you can find parking.
Yes. 5:45.
Yes, 6:30 so you can find parking. Yeah, you can park behind Hot and Cool Cafe. You can park behind
the parking lot
the
right there. There's that big lot, right? I can park there too.
Yep.
Yvette just texted me and told me to tell you she has you on the VIP list. Don't you worry about a thing.
That I don't even know.
Power, girl. You got power.
Right. All right, you all. Y'all have a good night.
Dress up.
Yes. It's going to be great. I wish I could be there, but I know you guys are going to have a good time.
Next year. You come next year. Correct?
Next year. I'll be there next year. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure. It's our honor.
Meeting you guys all in person.
Yes.
This festival. I'm excited. Yes.
Thank you.
And have a good evening. You. Anybody need a ride or walking to your car? Anybody need any help?
You got
enough. All right, you all. Have a good night.
You as well. You
thank
guys.
You so much. Okay, we'll see you next Wednesday on Hump Day.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I said, don't think about it.